I am only a poor humble cockroach, but creative expression is the need of my soul. I'm little and I'm ugly and everybody sneers at me, but I'm a poet and my heart holds a flame.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to share with you a special talent. It ain't so hard to do, it's called time traveling. Well, I woke up this morning feeling quite unpleasant, found I couldn't enjoy my present. So I sat up in my bed and tried to superimpose things my eyes would have rather saw in front of my head. I was time traveling. Teleporting, darn tootin'. Well, I travel back to a different time when people besides rappers enjoyed the rhyme. One thing I can't comprehend is why poets nowadays don't call rhymes their friend. Maybe I could be their friends too. Well, I must have been doing something right. Hung out with the type of people who wrote, edited, and updated Strunk and White. I was a traveling troubadour, village storyteller. I'd like to think so. Well, it got a little bit cold in my old log cabin, so I devised a new mode of time traveling. Instead of visual superimposition, I tried my hand at writing fiction about things I ain't did yet, but intended to do, and thereby make them happen. Well, all of a sudden my seat felt trembly, found myself on a school bus to a school assembly, where my super group was performing. Well, you can be in my super group on one condition, that you're my best friend musician and don't mind unpaid conditions. We was invited to the high school by the Peace Club to fight the Fight Club on their 100-watt light bulb radio station. Well, at that station we met a kid about 13, painted our school bus green and called it the Joke a Minute Brain Machine. He was bipolar, avant-garde, high roller, savant-tar. Well, on board that bus, I don't know why, I got a hankering to learn to cry. Now, learning to cry was quite a chore, just like doing anything you ain't never done before. I was log flumin', jet streamin', quite relieving. Well, I could have gone for the rest of the evening, or perhaps till the world ended, when a moan from my girlfriend did bring me home next to her pillow, looking so gorgeous. Don't like me to say so, thinks it's shallow.
Any credit or any salary. All I ask is the right to create my immortal poetry.